Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa is actually over at the Big Tackle Sale today.
They're
a huge sale today and tomorrow at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Corey Sandin is co-hosting with me today, and boy, what a great group of people here. Brian, Ray, and Lori from the American Angler having a lot of fun, taking a lot of texts and phone calls and questions and good reports. It's a great day.
Yeah, so you can get on the app and send us a text that way. It's a one-way deal. Just leave your name and where you're from so we can read it that way. And or you can give us a call. If you want to give us a call at 213-432-1090, that's your chance to win a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth. Who starts running, what, next week?
Next weekend, yeah. Next week. Yeah, way to go. All right, let's find out what's biting out there. Fishdope.com report.
Let's do it. And it's sponsored by, in part, by the Sato Crimp and Wider Company with products for serious sport fishermen. Make your own seamless top shots up to as low as 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato crimp system. Easy, cost-effective, and big fish-proven. It's all about the presentation. And the Sato crimp system will give you a seamless, easy-to-cast connection. Get the Sato crimp in supplies of selected tackle stores. I bet you Ricky over here at Fisherman's Landing has a killer deal today. Or you can get it at the Longfin.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to our private boater buddy, our fishdop.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Brian, Ray. Lori, you got a full house over there this morning.
Yes, we do. We're in the world headquarters here for sure.
Yeah, fun stuff. So, you know, the first week of March, traditionally, for years, we used to do this show live from the lobby of the Fred Hall show there in
That's
Ohio.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Now, I almost always had some good sea bass fishing to report on, but the one constant in this world has changed, so sadly no show this year and very little sea bass, but oh well, what are we going to do, huh? But what we do have is wind, again, and a lot of it on the outside right at the moment, unfortunately, and it really sucks because we've had our spring fishing trying to get rolling, but at any rate, we're going to have to work through this whole next stretch of weather here. At Catalina, the bait's been in a pretty good spot there, backside east, these Palisades, Salta Verde has been kind of the main zone, and there's stuff, a few dabs on the front, and then some other stuff up west also, and there's been some nice yellows on the bait grounds around the back there when you can get there in between the weather, which is definitely not right now. And also at Catalina, and a lot of guys don't know this, but you guys poking around up shallow, like inside 4 fathoms on the little beaches there when the weather's good, there's been some really good halibut fishing. I mean, this stuff is always there, but this year, it's definitely biting a little bit better. You can fish that live squid or a sardine, and the secret bait is a live smelt for sure. And, just get right up there in the shallows, and you can fish the squid on a lead head and a sardine or a smelt on like a dropper loop type setup with a fairly light sinker. And, you know, I fished them over there for years, caught a lot of really nice ones, over 20 pounds. And not only on the backside, guys, you want to check those frontside beaches up there in 10 or 15 feet of off-color water also. And then Aquamani, again, wind, big issue right at the moment. But saw a little more signal on the bigger yellows this week, backside west. And down there in the east, you know, guys are hiding in the cove this morning, so check Fish Dope later on. You'll probably have some reports. Wouldn't be surprised if some fish were caught down there this morning also. And really good red snapper fishing for the guys fishing the deeper water out there backside east there. It's going to be really fun stuff when the weather lays down. And not too much news on the local bluefin this week here. You know, they popped locally pretty good a little over a week ago, but like I said, not so much the past few days. I'm sure weather's an issue, and it's going to be for the next few. So we're just going to have to stand by when it blows out. time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, and fishdope.com, you know, Danny and the boys over there have had all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And get that tackle ready, guys. I mean, the signal looks good for when this weather backs off. It's time to go.
Oh, I think next Friday, Saturday, Ray.
Yeah, we're ready. We'll be there.
Yeah, on that day and a half on the American Angler. Are you kidding me? Let's go. Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Hey, while we're waiting for Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing to follow up on our catch report here, a question for Lori via the text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it says, thank you for always being so friendly and helpful whenever I call the office. My question is, if you wanted to book a trip in the fall, am I still able to put a deposit down and set up monthly payment plan? And that's from Rich P. in San Pedro.
Oh, absolutely. We're always happy to accept money, put down payments. Some people make
you don't have to
like
pay for the
year.
Whole thing.
No. I mean, everybody has a different budget, so everything from a couple hundred a month to people pay the whole thing.
Yeah,
we're pretty flexible.
Yeah, just set up you so easily. Just let you know, you'll set up a payment plan with them.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of guys that are on auto pay.
Yeah,
so the checks just come rolling in once a month.
Oh,
we're happy.
So you'll set up an auto pay too?
Yeah,
absolutely. Sweet. That's
we have guys sending her money that aren't even booked on a trip. they're sending her.
Well, because she's so cute, right?
Yeah, a couple hundred a month, and just like when a trip pops up, that's
they're paying for. They've been paying a couple hundred a month or whatever, and hey. Your significant other might not even know that it's leaving, right? There. It's already on the schedule.
I didn't say that.
Come on, Corey.
We don't know about that, do we?
Letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
But what a cool deal. It is.
Yeah. But even if there's, you look at the schedule now and it's pretty full. But even if it's full, call the office and make arrangements with Lori. And then if something pops up, opens up, she gets you on a trip, you can start a payment plan.
Please, we'd appreciate it. Yeah, that online booking can be a nemesis because it's not always what it seems.
Yes, yeah. Always better to talk to Lori, for sure, in the office. All right, let's continue the catch report with Marcos over at C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Excellent. How's things at C4? Things are happening, huh?
Things are definitely happening. This week was the start of the rockfish again, now that we hit March there, and it went about as well as expected. Nice mix of reds, rockfish, some whitefish in there, and pretty consistent on the half day there. Minus a little bit of weather in the middle of the week there where they stayed in, but overall very good fishing on there. And they're scheduled up here for the next couple of months, so definitely if you want to go fishing, get out your rockfish gear and get out there, catch some fish to throw on the grill, good option. And I know this is a lot of times the first trip for people of the year if they avoid January, February. So if you do come out, make sure you have your 2021 license. Like I said, if it's your first trip of the year and you haven't done that yet, get that taken care of. Go to the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our schedule up here for new Seaforth. The San Diego going back online next weekend. They are sold out for the weekend, but they have schedule up through May there. So you know, head down to the islands, get shots on that bottom fish, maybe get into some of that winter yellowtail. Definitely make reservations online there, and a passport is required for those trips fishing the islands, so make sure you're up to date on your passport. Besides that, we have day and a half trips at the end of the month on the Tribute. The Aztec, some of the Player Supreme trips are up there. So lots of options there. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Come down, visit us in person, stop the Royal Rooster there, grab a burrito, and then browse the tackle shop. You know, I know it's a lot of people, like I said, this may be their start to fishing, so get your gear set up and get out there fishing.
Sounds good, Marcos. Appreciate that very much. And things are happening at C4 Sport Fishing, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, it's good times, and sponsored by, in part, by Kamikatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They've been a top choice for anglers, and from the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD, now with squid around. Get the Gamakatsu 4X Strong Octopus Hook. We're talking about that. Yeah. I mean, great nighttime hook right there.
Buy three, get one free at Fisherman's Landing.
At Ricky right now, or tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Top choice of white sea bass anglers. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks and Octopus Hooks at select tackle shops.
There you go. All right. Hey, another text. Captain Brian, please share how you would recommend working a flat fall and then a sinker rig, and that's from Cheer in Cardiff. So you have any, Brian, you have any special techniques for working the flat fall, working the sinker rig?
It my idea with the flat falls, if you think you're deep enough, go deeper.
Go deeper.
Yeah, it just seems like people are like, God, I'm way down there, but it's
not
deep
enough. And the thing about it, too, a lot of factors people don't think about is how fast the boat's drifting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because even though you got, you know, X amount gram flat fall, you know, if we're drifting at a knot and a half or if there's breeze or something, you know, you're almost fly landing your flat fall. So.
And even if you're using a new Power Pro that's marked every 100 feet.
Depth hunter offshore.
So you got to think about it. Yeah, you might be down 200 feet of line out, but that you might only be down 150 feet.
There's definitely some math involved for sure, you know. So maybe you might get that initial drop, get down in the zone, and have to start over.
A little geometry, a little angle.
So which is a good question. Are you finding that the flat falls are getting bit better when they're more vertical than they're stretched out?
I've seen both, but definitely, more vertical for sure.
So if it gets too stretched out, too much current, too much wind, wind it and start over again? Is that kind of the advice?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you're a caster, even cast downwind.
Downwind.
So by the time it sinks 200 feet, it's right underneath your feet.
Yeah.
And that's where our transducers are, is right underneath our feet. So you see a lot of that fish just straight down.
That's where it is. Is that flat fall traditionally night, early morning?
You know, predominantly, you know, obviously later in the year we see a lot more nighttime, but we do see it daytime as well. I know Booger and those guys, they got excellent talent over there, and they got guys just at it all day fishing those things during the daytime, and they have great success during the daytime as well. But I would have to say predominantly that nighttime thing is just, when they get on it, it's fun, you know. It's just it's unique, you know. We're so used to not fishing them at nighttime.
And then the sinker rig. So is that something you'd go to more in the day, maybe?
Yeah, that's kind of through all daytime, nighttime. You know, it's kind of nice for the newer guy, novice, who's not really, you know, in touch with fishing a fly line yet. You can kind of rig them up with a sinker and just drop it down slowly in increments. You know, it's just not like you're not dropping. You're not trying to get to the bottom per se. You're just trying to fish the water column. You know what I mean? Just get a bait down there because they might not be boiling on the baits or biting the fly line. So you're just trying to get a bait down in their face.
It seems like our rule of thumb is if you fish two times a year, rig it up with a sinker.
Oh.
But if you're the kind of guy that goes, you know, all the time and goes on the double and, you know, you're used to digging in the handwells, then you're our fly line guy. But we've seen it even on school-sized fish, those 30-pounders last year. Guys were going to, you know, 4-ounce sinkers and sliding sinkers that we called the sand bass rig. And we were having very good success. A lot of our rent rods and novices and, you know, guys that come out once or twice a year, they were steady where we had to have our regular fishy guys like in their box digging around for a sinker.
There you go. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Scott. Scott Cohn from San Diego. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to the show this morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question for Brian. I was wondering if he knew of any Japanese-American fishing clubs still around.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't. You know, it's when I was younger, 30, 35, 40 years ago, there was 15 different Japanese American fishing clubs. And it's our charter boat business down here was busy. I worked on some of those boats, and we all year round we'd be booked up. But, you know, now it seems like...
Lori said there was only X amount left in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, we had San Fernando Valley Japanese American Fishing Club fish with us when we first bought the American Angler.
Really?
And we were full standby, 28 people, this and that. And I think the last picture Lori took, there was four guys left alive or five
guys.
Really? Wow. Yeah, it's just,
And it, you know, it's part of an era, really, Brian. I mean,
it is.
Like Yo's Tackle.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you remember Yo's Tackle, it was kind of the same era.
All the regulars that used to hang out there, Taka's Tackle, the same
way. Yeah, I wonder if Taka would know maybe there's a club.
Yeah, it's. I don't know of one.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
You could make your own.
Start it up. Start
Member of one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring them on the American Angle.
Sure.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, and there'll be two.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, by popular demand, we have them ready. The San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcasts. We announced earlier in the year here that the grand prize this year is going to be a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska for any of their available trips in 2022. That's going to be the grand prize for the Shimano Casting Contest and the random draw. So we have the usual list, four of them starting off, kicking it off on Memorial Day weekend at Encinitas Ford in Encinitas with Captain Mark Wheeler, and looking forward to that start of the broadcast. They're all listed on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the guest page, and you'll see the different four remotes. We'll be doing four of them, like I said, at the usual spots, Encinitas Ford, Mossy Ford, North County Ford and Vista, and then El Cajon Ford.
It's a nice spread, Pete, and honestly, there are so many giveaways, and there's so many people that show up, and it's just, you get to be a part of the live show and see it all go down right there.
It's going
to
be fun. So look at the guest page, and you get those lists and see what they look like. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Let's talk.
Rick, Corey.
Hey,
I'm so used to saying Rick, Corey.
Hey, we can go with it. It's all good. It's Dennis. Dennis from Norwalk. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, this is Dennis. Listen, I haven't been on a long range trip in a while. What size of line and what size of hook should I bring?
So, Dennis, I think what I would recommend is about 2 weeks before your scheduled trip would be to call the office. Mm-hmm. Because it varies.
Yeah.
We might be catching albacore, so it's a 25-pound line. We might be catching
300-pound
tuna, so you got to bring 100-pound line. But I think the best way to go about that, Dennis, would be to call a couple weeks prior to your trip, and we'll have a better idea.
You guys have the down of what's going to be needed for the trip.
Yeah, Lori can call me, and I can give her the blow-by-blow, hour-by-hour, and she can relay.
I do. I call them all the time. They let me know, and then we send out an e-blast. But that could change tomorrow.
Yeah. And you have stuff on your website, too, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. You have stuff that recommended tackle. And that's, but like Brian said, it varies every trip, and every trip changes. So that's just use that as a generality. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan calling from Irvine. Appreciate you joining us. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. I want to start off by saying that my dad fished with you guys. He was introduced to long range fishing with you guys back in 2004. And I just want to say on behalf of him that he loved it, and he would always tell me all these cool, crazy stories with you guys of how great the food was, the quality of service, and just the overall just having a blast fishing. And my question to you guys is, what is your favorite species to go out and target, and what brought you into the business, American Angler?
Oh, great questions, really.
Yeah. I mean, we can all go down the line, including Corey and Pete, but as far as target species, but I mean, we just love biting fish.
Just fishing.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Fishing, yeah. I mean, it's just.
Rockfish to bluefin, it doesn't matter
if we're
biting,
do it.
Right?
Like to be on the water, yeah. I mean, just growing up. Just,
yeah.
Catching whitefish on all the local boats to now we're fishing big cow bluefin and big yellowtail. It's just
for some reason I have a feeling that Ray, when he gets on a yellowtail bite, it's like maybe
I'm kind of a sucker for yellowtail.
No, I love yellowtail fishing. Yeah. And Ray, how did you get into business?
You know, I started as a young man just helping out Nick Cates on the boys on the new Loan.
Wow.
When I was a youngster in junior high school, and I just obsessed with fishing, I was fishing in the toilet as a kid kind of thing, you know what I mean? Just had to be on the water, and I was lucky enough to stumble across Brian and Lori, guys, and just took me under the wing and just...
That was at the bait barge.
At the bait barge.
And we pulled up on the Queen, and I think Sam was driving. I jumped off the boat, and tied the boat up and started sticking our crowder in the boxes, and we were across from the new Loanne.
Wow.
And Charles Hunter was on the Loanne. He goes, Brian, this kid right here, and he must have been 15 years old or something. This is a good kid, and you need to work for Brian and Sam. And I told Ray, and I says, if Charles recommends you, when you turn 18, you got a job. And so when he turned 18, he walked down the dock. He's been with us ever since.
Really? Wow. Wow. How many years is that?
16, 17 years.
So, wow.
Owner.
Yeah, now he's the owner.
Now he's an owner. Yeah, that's cool. It's the partner, part of the partnership, right?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Congratulations, Ray. That's great. What about you, Brian? How'd you get into this thing?
Just Japanese-American family. It seems like we talk about this every time I'm on
the
show.
Yeah, what a cool story.
Yeah, Japanese-American family, youngest of three boys, very competitive. You know, it just compete on who gets the most crunch berries out of the breakfast cereal in the morning to fishing. And just, you know, we've always loved to do it. My grandparents fished. My parents fished. So when I was born, I fished.
And what was your first job in the industry?
Deckhand. Taka Tanaka from Taka's Tackle got me a job on the Mustang.
Wow.
Yeah. High school. And then
at the time, that was the boat.
It was. I mean, as far as charter boat, Japanese-American fishing. And, and that really taught me the customer service side of it.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, it's. I worked with Marty Tanaka. I worked with Steve Tanaka. And it was, we would compete on who could be the most helpful to the customers. Like,
wow,
you'd see someone set the hook on a bass up the side with their lead head and squid. You know, you'd run to it. So by the time they're swinging it over the rail, you're the one grabbing it.
Yeah.
And it was fun to see. And a lot of our competition, and it's still like this, it lacks customer service.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
No,
so
it's true.
Providing that customer service and showing people a good time.
And that's the San Diego Long Range Fleet is the pinnacle of customer service.
We'd like to think that and like to hopefully keep that way.
And that's why like I'm keep pushing this day and a half schedule that you guys are starting to work on. If you want customer service, you want to see how it's done properly, you get on that day and a half trip on the American Angler.
Yeah,
and
no,
if this
pressure,
one's full,
honky.
get on the next one.
Yeah,
you guys just deliver. I mean, that's all there is to it.
You know, the things that we can control, we obviously we can't please everybody.
Yeah,
but, you know, we try.
Yeah. So, Lori, let's hear your story. How'd you get into this industry? I kind of know it was like the start of it, but
started from being a bunk girl, being a not very good cook on the Vagabond for my dad.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
That was
your dad two. Is Lance Withy.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a legendary captain.
So he owned part of the Daily Double. He owned part of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And then he bought the Vagabond. And then, am I missing anything? He was partners with Steve Giffen. Were they partners on the Holiday or just partners on the Daily Double, I think? And then he took the Success, which was the Dana Point 2, and he and Carrie Dotson rebuilt that to what it is now as the Success, and then he sold that. First he sold the Vagabond to Mike, and then he sold the Success to Carrie. And
he'll still go fishing with Fred or
he's on,
with Steve.
So pre-COVID, he would do on the Mission Bell.
Yeah.
There was like a monthly charter, family charter, the Bow Boys.
The boys.
It's fun getting to go fish with Nick Cates and John Collins
and
my dad and Jim Alley, and it's pretty fun.
Quite a crew.
Yeah.
His passion is your passion.
Just calico bass.
Calico bass with plastics.
Lance,
You see him just walk down with his one pole and his plastic. He's just ready to go.
He's ready to catch one, right? That is cool. You should take him fishing.
Lance, sounds like I might have to.
Yeah.
Not have to. It sounds like I might get to.
You might learn something.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
I'm all about learning.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Maybe Mark from Santee wants to learn something. Hey, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I got a question. Have you guys heard of a fishing show called The Fishmonger?
Yeah.
Tommy Gomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, local guy.
Yeah.
They just started that.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about it. I never heard it on this show or anything. I just wanted to know what it was about.
Well, it's something that just coming out.
I think it's on the
The Outdoor Channel.
The Outdoor Channel.
Yeah, and
okay.
It's on Mondays.
I have yet to see an issue. Are you on it at all?
So it the first episode was last Monday. I think it's 4:30 our time, Pacific time, at the Outdoor Channel, and it was just about down the street here.
Yeah.
The Longliners coming in and how Tommy.
And that was David Hayward. I saw.
Hayward was on it.
Yeah.
Pete Grillo was on it, but it's mostly Tommy, and last week's episode was a lot about Opa.
Oh, okay.
Opa, flaying Opa, utilizing the different parts and different types of meat, that kind of thing.
Are they doing cooking and stuff like
pretty
that?
Pretty cool,
too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy's been around.
Yeah, he's a local guy, and he's done a lot, and uni butter extraordinaire, you know. And
we've all known him our whole lives,
and
I think it's like an 8-part episode series. I just saw him 2 or 3 days ago in front of the landing filming, so maybe it's going to continue next season.
Yeah. I know Scott Lasaf, the sporting chef, is the producer and involved in it.
Yes.
And our friend Dan is doing the videography on it, so it's kind of a family affair within the fishing world.
I think a big part of it is just understanding what you're purchasing. Like, he's trying to educate you in buying sustainable, buying local. You know, it's not buying an Indonesian flash frozen piece of tuna. It's buying something that's coming from a local angler and a local seller. Whether it's Point Loma Seafoods or wherever you're getting it, just understand what you're purchasing.
Absolutely.
And because of COVID, all up and down the coast, there's these little fish markets like the G Street Market that's going on right now as we speak, and Point Loma Seafoods, you know, Mitch's, all that. The local seafood is getting more and more popular.
Yeah, and more and more.
As it should.
Yeah.
Off the boat kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the boat to the table. Yeah. It's like kind of the farm thing that's going on right now.
Yeah. No, it's great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That was a good question, though.
It was nice to see
Tommy doing nice things there for sure.
Local guy.
Hey, you want to get through? Here's your chance. 213-432-1090. Have a chance to talk to Brian, Ray, Lori. Have a chance to win that trip overnight, or not overnight trip, a full day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
You start up next week. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to have more from the American Angler family and crew when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. We're having a great time. We do have one open line. We're giving away a full-day trip, as Pete mentioned, a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth, giving that away to one lucky caller.
Yeah.
213-432-1090.
All right. Have another great text. Keep those texts coming through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And this was another question. We addressed this earlier in the show, but it seems to be on the mind of a lot of people, and that is COVID-19 protocols on the American Angler. Lori, can you kind of address that? And you kind of talked earlier that it's kind of like a wait-and-see attitude right now because things are changing, right?
So we sit in the office and we talk about it, and I'm thinking my mindset has always been being more proactive right now. But Brian and Ray are like, pump the brakes. Things are changing daily. People are getting vaccinated. So, yeah, the answer to that is we'll see in June where we're at. I was starting thinking about, okay, well, either you show your vaccination card or you get a negative test. And these guys are like, you know what, let's just wait and see. That's a long time before June 5th. So
changing for the better.
Changing for the better, yeah. So I'd say just let's wait and see where our country or where we are.
Hey, we're in a good place, man.
It's getting better and better.
The bluefin are lining
up. Ryan's right.
The boat's going to be running next weekend.
Yeah.
And things are happening in a positive direction. You get a couple open spots for next Friday's trip. And
yeah. And again, right now you need to bring your own pillow and blanket, and those things could change, right?
Right, and it's just going to be, let's see how things go.
Yeah. But the best thing to do is just to call the office, talk to Lori. She'll give you all the protocols that are in order.
You know, text, email, call, any form of communication.
Another question, this one from Bob Hara. question, what is their most, Brian and Ray, what's the most memorable trip Bob wants to know, right?
Man, Bob's been on a lot of good
ones. I was going to say, you know, he's one of your regulars, right?
Come on, Bob.
Yeah, so what's one of your most memorable trips that you guys have had, Ray?
With Bob or?
Well, just on your own,
To be honest, I mean, we've seen a lot of 300-pound tuna caught, whether it's yellowfin or bluefin, but that nighttime yellowtail thing a couple months ago, that was
cool,
incredible.
Huh? Yeah.
Like I said, it wasn't just because, you know, obviously the grade was beautiful, but for how long it lasted.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
And a 39-pound average.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and from after dinner till the sun rose, I mean, just at will, it was incredible.
So awesome.
That definitely sticks out for sure.
Brian, what about you?
I'm trying to, for me, I think it's Timmy's first trip, that long trip he ever ran on the Royal Polaris. I think it was May 91 or something.
You were crew member on the Royal Polaris.
Yeah, and then
Who was crew then? So Tim?
It was me, yourself? Tim, Rollo, Sueño.
Wow. Sueño, too.
Yeah, I'd have to
all-star lineup.
Yeah, I'd have to think. We had an excellent crew back then. Excellent. A lot of us went on to own in our own boats and everything, but we had this passenger that would come out and he'd have these crazy ideas every year. And
which are cool sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. And I'm not saying that crystal methamphetamine was involved, but he had that mindset.
He was not far out.
He was all over the place. And he brought out a kite and said, you know, they're catching sailfish on these things in Florida. We should try this. And it's like, hey, yeah, we'll get around to it.
And this was 1991.
And so we got to Clarion at like 4 in the morning, had a pretty good shot at him at you know, like 80 to 200 pounders, whatever. And at daylight, you know, we're hosing the deck off and it's picture time, you know, and all of that. And before this, we would go wahoo fishing after that. But this particular gentleman says, how about the kite? And so we broke out one of Rollo's, you know, 100 J's with 40 pound on a new old 338. We flew this kite.
On a 338.
Yeah, we were kind of like figuring it out, like looking at the clip. And all right, so we kind of like figured out how it works. Who wants to try it? And everyone's kind of looking at the ground. I don't want to do that. That's stupid. And we pinned on this salami. It's like a 3-pound mackerel. And we're letting it out, letting it out. It got like 10 feet behind the back of the boat, and this 200-pounder, woo, eats it. Everyone's like, I'm next, you know. And we had one yellow kite, a Bob Lewis kite. And for the trip, we had, not all on the kite, but we had 7 over 3 and like 32 over 2.
Oh, my gosh.
But a lot of them were caught on that one specific kite.
That's wow. Crazy.
And
it started a revolution.
Yeah, it literally, it went from like, let's try this, to like within a year, as you're spinning a circle at Hurricane Bank or Clarion back then, it was before you even started a chum line, the kites are going up in the air. And
wow.
And now I look at the San Clemente Island thing and the yeah. kite experts and, you know, I just think back to that to the day.
That one day in 91,
yeah.
right?
It's just the very first time.
Holy
we put up
mackerel.
A kite.
And what amazing foresight that that gentleman had to just say, hey, let's try this.
But yeah. but is this something that was a mainstream from that point?
From then on. Yeah. yeah. And then I got off the boat in 96. We bought, you know, this when we bought
the Queen.
And during that time period, you know, the guys started introducing helium and, you know, yeah. really, 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 really fine-tuning. Roy Rose and his double troubles. And, you know, it's really kind of taken off. But yeah. it's that one trip and that one morning, it's just I'll never
it
forget it. It's just like, what? Trying to figure it out.
And then, 1991.
And then now I see all these kids, you know, with kites and their Parkers and this
yeah,
and that.
Yeah.
And just like.
Great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty
Bart,
cool.
Bart Hall's online. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Corey and Brian, Lori, and Ray.
Morning.
What a great
morning.
Story. That kite story.
Good morning.
That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good. All they've all been good. I love to hear about Lori's background too. It's just fantastic. But it's a strange day for me today, Pete. As you know, it's Saturday, and this is Saturday. It should be the Saturday of one of the shows we've been doing for 76 years. And so I'm so bent out of shape that I'm actually going to drive down when I get off the phone here to go to Fisherman's Landing, just hang around during that sale.
Ah,
so,
okay, great.
Fun. Well, you know, and the thing for me is that the major part of what that these shows are is that they're the celebration of sport fishing and your ability for the people to gather in large groups. When you go out of the American Angler or you go out on a pier, you're going out with a very limited number of people. But you go to one of these shows that we produce, and all of a sudden, you've got tens of thousands of people sharing your joy. And that's what I miss. That's the part I really miss. So,
yeah.
We miss it too,
hopefully
Bart.
We get back to that soon.
Yep, yep. We're looking forward to it next year for sure, Bart, and getting back to it. And, live broadcast. So normally we sitting right there at the Hyatt Regency doing a live broadcast on the lobby there and watching everybody go down the escalator. Yeah, those are all good times, man, and they'll be back.
Well, the Hyatt's closed, too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're going to have to reopen it. They will reopen. But
Yeah,
they
were sure.
So much based on convention business, so...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All right, Bart, well, hang in there, and we'll see you down at Fisherman's Landing.
All right, great show, guys. See
All right,
there.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate
Look forward to
that
seeing
very
him down
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Let's do it, John. John from Upland. Thanks for joining us this morning. John, welcome. Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Awesome.
Well, hey, I just wanted a story about Brian. I don't know if you remember Greg Belda. But this was in the later 90s, and you guys had gotten in on a Albacore bike. And Dick Perfield was having a fisherman's swap meet at his Perfield Tackle in Marina Del Rey. And Greg shows up with his girlfriend, just gotten off the boat that morning. And they had this Suburban fully loaded with Albacore. And he just started handing them out to the guys that he knew that were at the swap meet. I thought that was great. And, you know, poor Greg passed away. He got killed in a boating accident a couple of years ago, so he's no longer with us. I don't know if you remember him.
I'm sorry to hear that about Greg. Hopefully the Albacore days will see those again.
What are your thoughts on that, Brian? I mean, you mentioned it earlier. I have to ask. With I, quick on that. It's a loaded question.
It's just,
I know.
Hopeful.
Yeah.
It's hopeful.
Yeah.
You know,
but it just seems like the cycle. I mean, everything works in a cycle.
It's cyclical,
as
for sure.
We get our age, we learn. Everything in the ocean is a cycle. And it just seems, I see anchovy. I see colder water.
There was sand bass around, too. So
let me tell you, that's another thing. Listen, fish in the shallow water rockfish before the closure, there were a lot of 4 to 6 pound sand bass in 180 feet of water.
Heard some of those predictions already this year. Oh, there were sand bass, and the last time there was sand bass, there was albacore. So.
Oh, all right.
I'm just hopeful.
Yeah. It'll happen at some point.
Yeah, it's as far as sport fishing is concerned, they're the best fish.
And it's not taken away from what we have for kind of loud. We have, right now, the last 6 years, we're entering, our seventh season with the most incredible historical bluefin fishing that we've ever seen in our life. Right?
And I'll take bluefin any day.
Any day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I think there's just something special about albacore. It brings an excitement to a level of, and they're only 15 to 40 pound fish, but it's just a level of excitement. This industry, a lot of people have not yet experienced.
Yes. Very true.
During this whole COVID thing, when it first started and you know, we were all at home, one of my friends sent me a case of canned albacore.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, we have yellowfin, the whole thing, and I opened up that can of albacore.
It's gold.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Different level.
Different level.
Very different.
So, you know, albacore fishing's fun to catch, but I'll tell you, back in the albacore days, we had a lot of regulars that they came out to jar albacore.
Just to can them. Yeah.
You know, it's gold.
It's coming.
It's gold. Yeah.
It's coming.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Paul in Belfire has some questions about the day and a half trip, if there are still availability. Paul wants to know how much the trip is, the day and a half trip, and how big is the American Angler? Lori
gets to answer all the questions.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I think there's 4 or 5 spots left on the trip.
There was when the show started.
There's four spots.
Yeah,
I have to look at my phone.
Yeah.
And the American Angler is 90 feet.
90 by 25.
We have 12 staterooms. We have 2 and 3 man rooms.
Wow.
So
if that trip fills up, when the show started, there were 4 openings. And if that fills up, more than likely you'll add another one on the backside of that trip.
Well, I think after we leave here, the 3 of us will walk over to the office and look at a schedule and
collaborate.
Figure out.
So if you're interested, I mean, that's something, definitely leave your name and number. If you're listening now, call and leave your name and number so you're in line.
Oh, yeah, email. But I think the 3 of us will probably go talk about it after the show.
There it is.
So where this is going, it's like we're pretty much going to be the open party boat out of Paloma Sport Fishing.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those things that we're going to start off by running weekend trips. And as fishing becomes more consistent, then we'll just run every day. And so I would say the best way to stay on tune of that is to be a part of our social media, maybe getting on our Instagram or something, which is updated all the time.
Do you do Instagram and Facebook?
And yes, we do.
Yeah.
Or get on the website. And so you'll know up to date, like, hey, we're running Sunday night for Monday now.
Yeah,
you know that kind of gigs.
It's just stay in tune with what's going on, and also, as you said, it's all weather dependent too. Because you're not going to take people if the weather's not looking good. You cancel the trip, right?
Because to clarify something, like a lot of the day and a half trips this time of year is like, oh, calling it. So do you think red rockfish, yo-yo iron for yellowtail that. This isn't kind of what we're doing. We're fishing offshore for bluefin because it's available, and yellowtail on kelps. And so if the weather forecast is calling for 18 to 20 knots, we're not going to go.
You're not gonna
because
go.
It's sure we can take people out and take their money and take them out for an adventure, but if we don't feel confident that we have all the variables on our side, we're not going to go.
Yeah. And we're getting to that time of the year where things are starting to straighten out weather-wise. From this point and previous, the it's questionable. But from this point forward, going forward, I just the only reason I know is Fred Hall Long Beach. From that point on,
yeah,
it's like it's game on.
Game on, yeah, for sure. Hey,
just want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. You can find out who's on Let's Talk Hookup every week in the Western Outdoor News. And a lot of steelhead action this week in Western Outdoor News.
Lots of rain up there.
Yeah, lots of rain for sure. So be sure to check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Enough of the steelhead stuff. John from San Diego, welcome to the show this morning, John.
I hope we got the right John. This one question's for Ray there. I was lucky enough to be on last November's trip, the second week in November, with those big yellowtail. So, Lori, thank you for getting me on there, and it was fantastic. My question is about their behavior, because someone talked about nighttime fishing up here for yellowtails, not there. But they turn off like a switch the minute the sun pops up. So, where, you know, are they still there in a meter? I forgot to go look. And what's their behavior? Why do they just, switch straight to whitefish?
You know what? That's a great question, John. What we noticed as far as machine-wise, you know, being up in the bridge, is that once that sun goes down, you see all that bait starting to show up. And I think that's just Mother Nature doing its thing. You know, the bait starts coming around, and then here comes the lurking yellowtail right behind them. And so that's pretty much what we saw, is you just have such that biomass of bait sticking underneath the boat, whether they're attracted to lights or just because of the area or what have you. And then obviously you guys drop down your mackerel right in the mix, and you're getting bites. And then the second that sun rises, all that life goes away, the mackerel included, and then the yellowtail seem to swim away. I mean, we do see residual yellowtail, but nothing like with that biomass of bait, and then you see that biomass of yellowtail falling behind them. So I think that's kind of just all related, so to speak. So.
All right, cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A lot of people want to know what your Instagram is.
Oh, it's...
I believe it's American Angler Long Range.
Yeah, it's American Angler Long Range.
American Angler Long Range.
So our crew member, Kirk Larocco, has done a fantastic job keeping up on it.
Okay.
He'll post pictures soon, but it's American Angler Long Range.
Long Range. And what about Facebook?
Facebook is American Angler Sport Fishing. And Bob Haar actually manages that for
okay.
us. Okay. Social media
game. All right, you have some guys.
That's a smart thing to do.
Oh, it's a very smart thing to do. Wish I had guys. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. Paul. Paul from University City. Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, hey, good morning. Thanks, guys. Hey, a quick question here. I'm a retired Navy disabled veteran, and traditionally I've always fished from shore because I feel more stable and comfortable. I'm not wheelchair-bound. I use a cane, but I've been fishing a Shakespeare 12-foot ugly stick off of, like, Jupiter Inlet in Florida with my dad when he was alive. You know, that kind of fishing. But now I'd like to get back onto a boat. What kind of accommodations does American Angler or other big sport fishing boats like that have for disabled veterans?
I would say that most of the long-range fleet has staterooms on the upper deck, on the main level. There's one main step that you would have to be able to...
From the deck to the
navigate,
galley?
Yeah. And it's about, I don't know, 10 inches.
One step. Yeah.
From the main
right,
deck
to the
galley.
Right, you have safety lines and rail. You have railings and safety lines and stuff, handholds, right?
Yeah, there's handholds around the boat for sure. And then obviously on the main deck, there's rails. If you go on our website, it shows a picture of the boat, which would give you a better idea.
And doable, but you have to understand it's a moving platform, so... There's
with variable conditions
yeah,
on the
with
ocean.
Variable conditions, yeah. So as long as you're aware of the conditions, I'm sure.
I think I would start off on a half-day boat.
Yeah.
Because you could really pinpoint nicer weather and this and that.
Right.
And see if you could have problems navigating the boat around the boat with your cane, which if the weather's good, I don't see an issue.
Have you tried that, Paul? Have you tried half-day, full-day fishing local?
No, I have never been out like that. Like I said, I'm a shore fisherman, jetty fisherman, East Coast, recently San Diego-based. But I'd like to try offshore on boats, but I think I'm better off on a larger boat.
Yeah, I hear it. You know, you're fishing on a jetty. That's, as rugged as it gets, right?
Yeah.
So the fact you can do that, I would try the new Seaforth, the Daily Double, the Dolphin out of our local landings here.
Try a half day and see how you do.
Daily Double's lower to the water.
Good idea.
you know, that kind of thing. The San Diego, lower the water. All these crews are going to show you a great time, for sure, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, good for you wanting to get out there,
Paul. One of my buddies I used to work with at Northrop Grumman, Mike, he's been out with Ryan on San Diego. He said good things about it. I just haven't had courage to go do it yet.
All right.
Yeah, well, get the courage up. They're very good crews and very super helpful.
Safety,
for sure.
Safety's number one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you guys key in as on safety. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. You know, Eric Sheets sent a note to say that Cal was on that trip with you on the kite trip, right?
Yeah.
Cal's been on a lot of trips.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cal's picture book that he has at the Fred Hall Show, there's pictures of that trip.
Yeah.
That's crazy from 91. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. We're going to find out not only who's won this full-day trip on this San Diego. Hey, it might even be Paul, right?
You never know.
Paul was talking about it all lining up. Hey, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we had a fun 2 hours of these guys in studio, Pete.
Yeah.
Listen, one lucky caller won. Mark from Santee is
all right.
Winning the trip on to San Diego. Who starts up next week?
Fantastic. Well, this was so much fun, Ray. It's always great. I mean, you know, Lori and Brian, they're regulars. You usually run the boat, so it's really a treat to have you here.
I know. I appreciate you guys having us. We had a blast.
It's
a lot of good
great
stories.
To have the team
and just,
here.
Yeah, it's
just good vibes.
We're just excited to get back out in the ocean.
Yeah.
So this is a great way to start it off.
Yeah. And now who's running the boat on Friday night?
I'm going to have to say it's going to be me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And you're mainly going to concentrate on the bluefin.
Yeah, bluefin. Obviously, it'll just be, you know, if we see kelp patties, yellowtail and stuff, we'll be targeting those. Just whatever's available.
It's going to be more of an offshore trip.
Oh, yeah.
So not a rock cut trip.
No.
You're going
species.
Offshore fishing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on one of the ultimate platforms of the American Angler. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, if somebody wants to get in on that trip or any of the other trips, I mean, I know you look at the AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com, there's a lot of full trips.
So check in by texting 619-223-5414 or call that number or email me.
Oh, you can text that number too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lots of people text.
What's the number again? So
619-223-5414.
Perfect.
Or email at office@AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Yeah.
And a side note, Ray's wife Mira is coming into the fold and helping in the office and is
nice.
Going to start learning the ropes, really, really keep
helping
it in the family.
Oh,
she's
fantastic.
Awesome. She's great with people.
Yeah. It helps you out
so,
a lot, right?
Yeah. No, really, really love Mira.
So it'll be you or Mira that calls up and follows up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All
That's
right.
going to be great. And then Brian, of course, we're going to see you on the boat through the season, right?
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
I love to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Is there ever an occasion where you and Ray are on the boat?
Not so much. Not in the last few years.
Yeah. All right.
Stranger things have happened.
But just watch for it and watch her in the dock. And as this trip becomes successful, you'll add day and a half trips.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
Like you say, you're going to become the open party day and a half out of Port Loma.
We're hoping that, you know, the fish cooperate and stuff, and we're busy and fishing every day.
Yeah. All right. Like it.
Like it, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. Yeah, it's such a great platform and so much fun to have you guys. And like you say, Lori always says, it's kind of like becoming a part of the American Angler family, right? Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Great show. Thank you very much. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, going to be a great show. Corey and Rick, freelance. I'm going out of town. I'm headed for Zeal at Nail.
Good for you,
Go hang out there and do a little surfing and hanging out with my buddies.